Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Is that what you meant to do? Well, it is. It's what you should have meant to do. So if you are listening, then you're in the right place, and I'm glad you are. And I'm happy to have you joining the program today. So a couple of rules of engagement. You know what they are. But I got to repeat them anyway. You know, I got to repeat. Because some people are just dense. Not you, but that guy over there. See that guy over there? Dumber than a box of rocks. So I got to repeat it for him all the time. So if you want to send me a text message, you can send me a text message any time of day or night, whether you're listening live to the program, a replay of the program, you're listening to the podcast, and the number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Just start your message with either of two words, Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And I read them all the time. Now, again, let me emphasize, I don't respond to every text message. In fact, I respond to probably less than 10%, but I read every single one because I love to hear what you guys have to say. So send me a text message anytime you want to. And then let's see, subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is easy. Whatever podcast app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Not The Weekend with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button, and when you do, be sure to leave me a 5-star review, because that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program, which airs Monday through Friday out of Denver, and you get the weekend program too. So you get all the Michael Browns you need. So let's get started. Today is Saturday, February 1st, so it is the start of Black History Month. Well, come on, can I get some applause? I mean, considering that we're eliminating DEI, we're going back to a meritocracy, we're doing all of that. I mean, I can't believe that you guys aren't excited about, Black History Month. And I want to, now this is long, and I'm going to have to break it up, but I stumbled across something today that is from a guy on X, a young black man on X, who goes by the name of Joker King, Joker King 937. And a friend of mine who's one of these Bitcoin nut jobs, and I don't mean that pejoratively, because I own a tiny, tiny little bit of Bitcoin. If I'd done what people always like to talk about, well, if I'd bought Apple stock back, when it was $2 a share, I'd be a bazillionaire today. Well, if I'd bought it rather than I don't know how much I put in Bitcoin, and it's been years and years ago. I think it was maybe $200, maybe $250. But if I'd put, say, $1,000, or I'd put maybe $5,000, yeah, I'd be a much happier camper than I am today. But anyway, so one of those guys retweeted this video, and I thought it was pretty appropriate for Black History Month. Now, I don't agree with everything this guy says. Let me just say that right up front. Now, I've already listened to it, so I know it's clean. This is a TikTok video that he's done. And let's see, this, at least on TikTok, he goes by Real Austin something. I can't read it. Can't read what it says. I think it's Real Austin Julio Austin's. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know. Who cares? But I want you to listen to this guy. This is how we're going to celebrate Black History Month on The Weekend with Michael Brown.
He reads at a fourth to fifth grade level. The average high school graduate in this country reads at a sixth grade level. But you mean to tell me that y'all want me to trust a leftist media that understands that? You mean to tell me you want me to trust a media that understands that all I got to do is pander and give a good headline to low information voters, to low IQ people, and that's all we got to do? You want me to trust a media that understands its target audience? Most black people are not intelligent enough to do research on their own. This is
ouch. He said that, not me. Now, wait a minute. He said that, not me. He's a young black man. I'm an old white dude. I just thought it was interesting that he wanted to point that out. There are some other things on here that I don't necessarily agree with. I think there's low information voters. I think there are headline readers. I think there are drive-by consumers of news, term I like to use, that are everywhere, all races. I mean, it's an equal opportunity category. Everybody fits, not everybody, but a lot of people fit this category.
That's exactly why y'all stop reading at headlines. This is exactly why the leftist media banks on your stupidity to get you to vote for them. This is what Kamala Harris banked on. What do we know about voters ages 18 to 25? They are stupid.
Which goes to my point, I think we ought to raise the voting age, not to 21, but I think maybe 25, maybe 35, I don't know. But you think about, so 18-year-olds, and I know, we send them off to war, and, you know, but we can't, it's amazing to me that you got to be 21 to buy cigarettes, you got to buy 21 to buy alcohol. Some states, there was a court case just this week that overruled a state law, and I forget which state it was, that said you had to be 21 to buy a gun, to buy a firearm. And the court said, no, that's unconstitutional. So we send 18-year-olds off to war, but you can't drink or buy a gun, or you can't smoke until you're 21. I've always found that a little incongruent.
The leftist media banks on your ignorance to pander to you.
And that's true for everybody.
This is why y'all have to, I guarantee you, most black folks get y'all political awareness from Shade Room. I guarantee you get it from Spiritual Word or Shade Room.
Now, I have no idea who those are. No idea. But apparently he does, and he thinks they pander to black people.
Stop it. Stop it. Donald Trump is sitting up here right now trying to have a member of Congress introduce a bill to eliminate tax on tips, tax on overtime, and eliminate the federal income tax, which will save Americans thousands of dollars per year. But y'all ain't gonna find a problem with that. Y'all gonna find something because Trump is doing it. This is the thing I understand about most people, in particular black folks. If you put a white Republican Republican face on the policy, you'll find a problem with the policy. Barack Obama could offer black folks the same thing. If Kamala Harris would have been in office, she could offer black people the same thing. Both of them, Barack Obama, by the way, deported more illegal immigrant criminals, more illegal immigrants, period, 3.5 million, more than Trump has at the present time.
Well, Trump's getting started, but give him time.
At the time of the posting of this video. But when Obama was doing it, well, everything's all right. When Obama was had his ass up there saying, if you are in the United States illegally, be prepared to be deported. He said that it's fine. Trump says, we're going to get him the hell out of here. We're going to conduct the greatest restoration of America that we've seen. Trump says it in a much more brash tone, much more direct tone. Now you got a problem with him. This is why I hope the White House approves my press pass that I applied for, because I would classify myself as a content creator.
I'd love to see him in the White House briefing room, wouldn't you? Asking questions? Oh, baby. Not because of, I want to see him in the briefing room, not because I think he's going to be a jerk, but because he's going to make all of the left wing, the cabal members of the briefing room really uncomfortable.
That delivers newsworthy content, covers current events. Y'all don't know how to ask the right questions to these politicians. All you know how to do.
My God, that's so true.
Is read what the Shade Room feeds you, what Spiritual Word feeds you, what these white-owned institutions, white-backed institutions. They
see that. Now, wait, come on. White-backed institutions, white-owned institutions. Now you're being a little racist. But, you know, but I like the rest of the message.
Know how to pander to these low-information voters, which is the vast majority of people that want to vote for the left, but you want to call someone like myself that takes the time to read, because I was a political science major, that takes the time to understand what it is that I'm looking at. You want to have a problem with me voting for Donald Trump, which I did it in 2016, I did it in 2020, and I did it in 2024. You got a problem with me because I see past the BS. I want to read the fine print. You stop at the large print, I'm going to read the fine print. There is a true difference in someone that cares about keeping the United States of America safe, first and foremost, versus wanting to stick our nose in foreign wars. The Biden administration sent $500 billion to Ukraine. Why wasn't that money redirected to affect, to impact the homelessness crisis within our own cities? Why wasn't that money given to the to combat injustices within the United States? Why wasn't that money redirected to fund housing for poor people within this country? See, that's the thing. That's another thing black folks do that kills me. We love being the poster child, the champion, the runners, the marchers for everybody else except us. I've seen more black people complaining about illegal immigrants than I have seen black folks complaining about black on black crime. I've seen more black people trying to fight for immigrants than fighting for themselves. Fight for your own damn families. Running around here worried about what's going on with illegal immigrants that could care less than a damn about us. Cut it out. Wake up. Smell the coffee and cut the bullshit. You dig?
You dig? Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Black History Month. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. At Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Black History Month, everybody, and tomorrow, happy Groundhog Day. So we have an entire month of Black History Month, and then, what, on the 17th or sometime about mid-month, we'll have one day for President's Day. Yeah. So we combined Lincoln and Washington. Remember, we used to have Lincoln's birthday, we'd have Washington's birthday. Now we just have President's Day. And everybody will take a three-day weekend, and everybody in Colorado will go skiing, and it'll be nuts. Be sure and follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. So this week, you heard, unless you were living under a rock, you heard that we had confirmation hearings. Let's see, Lee Zeldin got confirmed. Marco Rubio has been confirmed. Pete Hegseth has been confirmed at Defense. Christy Noem at Homeland Security. We've got a few, Ratcliffe at CIA. And I may be leaving out some, there's some others too. But we're still waiting on Bobby Kennedy Jr. We're still waiting on Tulsi Gabbard. And for some reason, there was somebody else I think that we shouldn't be waiting on that we're waiting on. It'll come to me in a minute. But the Bobby Kennedy Jr. hearings were fascinating. I find myself really amused. I told friends at dinner last night that I'm amused at how much I disagree with Bobby Kennedy about, but I am fascinated by how badly I want him to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Now, I first got to know Bobby Kennedy Jr. back after 9/11. Those of you who live in the New York area or are familiar with the New York area know that in Westchester County, just north of Manhattan, is the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant that sits on the Hudson River. And he had an organization at the time called River Keepers, and they were all upset, afraid that, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda might fly a 757 or a 777 into, they didn't have 787s at the time, that they might fly a plane into the Indian Point nuclear power plant, and there'll be a nuclear explosion, and it'll destroy New York and all, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so we're like, no, that's not true. So we brought together the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, we brought together the ICC, we brought together DHS didn't exist at the time. We brought together the CIA. We brought together DARPA, the Defense Research Agency, to do all these tests and modeling and everything else to convince them that that's not true. And in fact, in a private meeting with then Senator Hillary Clinton, they all agreed that, oh yeah, you know, we believe you. And your tests have convinced us otherwise, but this is Hillary Clinton, not Bobby Kennedy. Hillary Clinton said, but I'm still going to oppose it publicly. Okay, well, you know, if you want to go out and lie to your constituents, go out and lie to your constituents, but I'm going to tell them the truth about the studies, and I'm going to tell them the truth about what's going to happen if we shut it down and your rates are going to be exorbitantly high. Well, Bobby Kennedy was very rational about it, as was his organization. And, you know, they were very appreciative of all the studies. And Bobby Kennedy has written, what, 6 different books? I haven't read any of them. I've only read excerpts. And I've read the excerpts where some of these politicians claim that he said horrible things and other people said he said good things. But what I find fascinating about all of it is how Bobby Kennedy's gone from being a darling of the left to suddenly being eviscerated by the left. And some of the exchanges were simply fascinating. But regardless of what you've heard about Bobby Kennedy Jr., I want you to listen to, and maybe this is the way the program's going to go today. I'll probably have to break this up, but Dr. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky dropped some truth bombs that just lit up. Now, he's a doctor. I think he's a doctor of ophthalmology. He's a medical doctor. Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, that is the chairman of this committee, is apparently or seems to be opposed to Bobby Kennedy. He seems to be opposed to Bobby Kennedy because Bobby Kennedy has questions about vaccines. Well, as I told friends last night, I have questions about vaccines. That does not make me an anti-vaxxer. Now, Bobby Kennedy may, in some instances, actually be an anti-vaxxer. Well, I'm an anti-vaxxer in some instances. Even though I begrudgingly took the SARS-CoV-2 jab, I refuse to call it a vaccine, I will never and have not taken any boosters. And all of my doctors have backed off and said, no, do not take these boosters. And we now learn that Pfizer, who was pushing this vaccine, this jab on us, never did any testings to see if it prevented transmission. And now we know that that shot, the SARS-CoV-2 so-called vaccine, does not prevent the transmission of SARS-CoV-2, of COVID-19. Well, wait a minute. That means the so-called settled science wasn't settled. And isn't the idea to always question science? So let's work our way through this conversation that Bobby Kennedy had, that Senator Paul has, during the absolute grilling of Bobby Kennedy. Now, other than Senator from Louisiana, the Republicans were generally appeared to be in favor. And I think he will, Senator Cassidy, will ultimately be confirmed. But the Bernie Sanders and Pocahontas, Senator Warren from Massachusetts, Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, none of these people are going to vote for him. No way. And I think not because he may be anti-vax or he may be questioning some of the science, but because they can't stand the idea that he left the reservation and is trying to join the Trump administration. Here's Senator Paul.
Vaccines is so oversimplified and dumbed down that we never really get to real truths, and it's why people up here are so separated from real people at home. So we talk about hepatitis B. It's a terrible disease. It could lead to liver failure, as the chairman said. But the reason you have distrust from people at home, why they don't believe anything you say, they don't believe government at all, is you're telling my kid to take a hepatitis B vaccine when he's one day old. You get it through drug use and sexually transmitted. That's how you get hepatitis B. But you're telling me my kid has to take it at one day old. That's not science. And so every person with a bit of common sense, even people who don't resist vaccines, I vaccinated all my kids. I believe vaccines are one of the modern miracles beyond all.
Next. Don't forget, follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval. Subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit JTV.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the Pearl Bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. It's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to remember, if you're going to send me a text message, the number is 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one of those. Tell me anything or ask me anything. And don't forget, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. You'll have a fun time. Trust me, you'll have a fun time. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So, Cash Patel, thank you. We don't have Cash Patel confirmed yet either. By the way, let me just mention something that really ticks me off. Now, obviously, I work 6 days a week, and I'm not patting myself on the back. I just want to point out the perspective that I work 6 days a week, and I'm happy to do so because I love what I do. And I get paid, well, I shouldn't say that because I don't want iHeart or anybody to hear me, but I think I get paid fairly well for what I do. But don't tell them that. And I love my job. I don't work for a living. I get to come into these studios 6 days a week and have a blast with my audience, a blast with you guys, and talk about some amazing things and some sad and interesting things and some funny things and some stupid things. But many of you also work 6-7 days a week. Some of you maybe are on call. You're filling in for somebody else. Maybe you work extra hours because you need to. Maybe you work extra hours because your boss told you to. Maybe, you know, people got laid off and now you're doing the job of two people. On Friday, the United States Senate, who is controlled by Republicans, who has yet to confirm all of Trump's cabinet nominees, took off Friday and will not reconvene until at least 3 p.m. on Monday. Now, the dirty little secret about 3 p.m. is so that everybody has time to, not fly in on Sunday. No, don't fly in on Sunday so you can start working at 8 o'clock, but fly in on Monday. Just sleep in Monday morning, you know, go out to dinner Sunday night with your family, have some drinks, do whatever, and then go to the airport on Monday and fly in time so you can convene on Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. They don't work as hard as they want you to believe. They barely work. And I know, quite frankly, I'm conflicted by this. Because part of me says that most of the time, I'd rather them not be working. Because every time they do something, they F up the economy. They F up our lives. They impose more regulations. They do all sorts of horrible things. So I'd rather you just go away. But right now, you've got a job to do. And Senator Thune, the majority leader, a Republican, by the way, is he North Dakota or South Dakota? I don't know and I don't care. But why did you take a break? I thought I heard you say one time that, we're going to work night and day to get these cabinet members confirmed. Now, I know before, of course, he's not going to respond, but before somebody responds on his behalf, I understand the Democrats can do things like they can make all sort of parliamentary moves, procedural rules. They can invoke the 30-hour debate rule. They can do all sorts of things. But that doesn't mean you can't be working on others at the same time. Can you not have hearings on the others while you're going through the debate? Come on. You can't walk and chew gum at the same time? Are you Joe Biden again? Good grief. Get off your asses and go to work. I'm so sick of these people. Back to Rand Paul. So Rand Paul is like, speaking of hepatitis B. Now, I don't know. Again, talking to a friend of mine last night at dinner, I was describing about the hepatitis B vaccine. And she agreed with me that, you know, giving it to a newborn is probably the wrong thing to do unless we know that the mother is infected with hepatitis B. And if the mother's not, and there are no markers, you know, do a blood test, do a blood check, do whatever you need to do, then maybe you don't need to give the hepatitis B vaccine. But what do? We do something like anywhere from 17 to 76 vaccines on a newborn. Think about that. A baby is just born, and those cells are rapidly dividing and multiplying. The brain is still forming. The bones and the skin and the muscle and the hearts and the lungs and everything are just beginning to function outside the womb. And suddenly we're going to take, and let's just take the low end, 17 vaccinations. We're just going to shoot that newborn baby up with 17 vaccines all at the same time and just think that, I mean, what's a vaccine supposed to do? A vaccine is supposed to start the body to have a reaction in order to build up immunity to whatever disease it is you're trying to prevent. So a body that's just, a baby that's just been born, a newborn, you're going to suddenly cause its system to start reacting to 17 or 50 or 70, whatever the numbers, I don't care, over a short period of time? No. Spread them out. But we've been taught you can't question that. You can't question it. And Dr. Paul points out, Senator Paul does, how absurd this is.
Hell, The Speckled Monster is a great book about the introduction of the smallpox vaccine in 1720 into our country. All miracles. But I'm not a one-size-fits-all. It's not all or nothing. I chose to wait on my hepatitis B vaccine, and we did it when they went to school. Does that make me an awful person? Does that make me an anti-vaxxer because I questioned the government dictate of whether I do it? And I'm not speaking for anybody else. I'm only speaking for myself. But for goodness sakes, let's have an honest debate about these things. The COVID vaccine. If you ask me my opinion, the reporters run up and down the hall and they say, you still anti-vaccine? No, I'm pro-vaccine. But on the COVID vaccine and on the COVID illness, there was a thousandfold or more difference between the elderly and children. If you don't acknowledge that, you're committing malpractice. You're showing your ignorance. If you say a six-month-old must be mandated to get it, the science is not there. So all this blather about the science says this and the science says that, no, it doesn't. The science actually shows that no healthy child in America died from COVID. Look it up. No healthy child died from COVID. And so the thing is that it's a thousandfold greater. So if you ask me my advice as a physician, if you were 65 or older or overweight and some other conditions, I would have said, hell yes, I'd take the COVID vaccine. The risks of the disease were real and much greater than the vaccine. But if you ask me, should my healthy six-month-old get it? See, these are the nuances you're unwilling to talk about because there's such a belief in submission. Submit to the government. Do what you're told. There is no discussion. There ought to be a debate. You're not going to let him have the debate because you're just going to criticize and say, it is this and admit to it or we're not going to appoint you. But it's more complicated than that. And this is why people distrust government, because you're unwilling to have these conversations. And go home. Ask your Democrat young mothers, your Republican young mothers, if they're vaccinating their kid for hepatitis B. And they're like, well, do I have to do it on day one? It's this precious little baby. Is there science to say you shouldn't do it? Probably not, but it's my kid. You know, it's like there isn't clear-cut science saying not to. But on autism, there's no good science of anything to show what causes autism. We don't know. It's a profound disease. I know many moms here and dads who have kids with autism. I know them personally. I've met their kids. But the thing is they saw their kids developing completely normal. Maybe speaking 100 words go to no words at about 15 months of age. Now, there isn't proof. There isn't proof that the vaccines cause it. That's true. There isn't proof that it causes it. But we don't know what causes it yet, so shouldn't we be at least open-minded? We take 72 vaccines. Could it be? I don't know. But we shouldn't just close the door and say we're no longer, because we believe so much in submission, we're not going to have an open mind to study these things. And so it's sort of this crazy notion. Schizophrenia, I would put in the same notion. You have a kid who's completely normal to 18 or 19, and their brain goes haywire. How does that happen? It's the most bizarre disease. Shouldn't we be open? Could it be our food? It might be vaccines. It might be our food, but autism's more common. I don't know about the schizophrenia statistics, but autism's more common. Shouldn't we want to be open-minded? Instead, we're so closed-minded and we're so consensus-driven that the science says this. Well, science doesn't say anything. Science is a dispute, and 10 years from now, we could all be wrong.
Think how many times we've been told, don't eat this, and then suddenly, you know, 10, 20 years later, oh, you should be eating that, or vice versa. It's always the science should be questioned. And I don't care whether that science is from an individual or from the government or from anybody else. But if you understand what I mean about just stupid some of these people are, here's a senator. This is Senator Hassan. I have no idea where she's from. Maybe she's one of your U.S. senators. But here she is yelling that the science can be wrong, but we should not question the science because the science is settled, which perfectly sums up the absurdity of what we were dealing with during COVID and what they're in the position they're putting Bobby Kennedy Jr. in. The science is settled. You can't question it, yet the science can be wrong. Listen to her. This woman's an idiot. She's completely oblivious to how stupid she sounds.
Because sometimes science is wrong. We make progress. We build on the work, and we become more successful. And when you continue to sow doubt about settled science.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's back up. Let's just make sure we understand what she said here. All right, you ready? Here we go. Turn your brains on.
Because sometimes science is wrong.
Okay, so sometimes science is wrong. So what do?
We make progress.
Oh, we make progress. We do further testing. We do further experiments. We put a new hypothesis out, and we test the hypothesis. And we keep moving, and science keeps evolving, which is why someday something's bad for you, and 20 years later it's good for you, or vice versa. So then she goes on.
We build on the work.
We build on the work. Science is always evolving. We build and we build and we build.
And we become more successful. And when you continue to sow doubt about settled science.
Wait a minute. Now I'm really curious. So what's the definition of settled science? Oh, I think I know. It's when this dumbass tells us that it is. When a government official tells you the science is settled. Really? That goes against, you know, I wasn't very good. I mean, I was okay in biology and but when it came to chemistry and some of this stuff, I really wasn't very good. But I do remember being taught that, you know, failing in science is the door to success. You know, if you ask Michael Jordan how many free throws he missed, how many shots he missed, how many fouls he committed, And he lists all of those out. You would think he was the biggest loser in professional basketball ever. But that's just looking at all the mistakes. You need to look at the successes too. These people are absolutely out of their mind. I'll be right back.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting and rolls for automated text messages, message, and data rates may apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Start your message with either Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. 33103. Don't forget, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. At Michael Brown USA. So back to Rand Paul. Because the doctor makes some great points here. And I think this is why, one reason why I think the Make America Healthy Again movement has really caught fire. It's a wildfire spreading like crazy because people recognize that, yeah, we really are a sick nation. And a lot of that sickness is driven by government.
We're told in the beginning, 20 years ago, they did this enormous study, and they said, everybody over 50 should take an aspirin. I thought, well, that's a pretty good idea. It makes sense. But you know what? 20 years later, they measured it, and they found if you had no heart disease and you were taking aspirin, your chance of dying from a brain bleed or from a stomach bleed were greater than the risk of heart disease. If you have heart disease, they still say, take an aspirin. If you don't, they've changed their mind 20 years later. But would you have all said I was crazy and I should no longer be in public discourse if I had said 20 years ago, I don't feel like taking an aspirin. I ride my bike all the time. I'm afraid I might hit my head. But that's what a country's about. It's what dissent is about. So just ask you to look at the larger picture and give the guy a break who says, I just want to follow the science where it leads without presupposition. I think really what we have up here is presupposition. You've already concluded. It's absolute that autism isn't caused by it. We don't know what causes autism, so we should be more humble in what we say.
Boom. And he delivers the knockout punch. I think there's something buried in this that is emblematic of a problem in our society as a whole. And that is, in fact, it ties back to that young black man at the very beginning of the program about people that don't think critically, that are just headline readers, that don't read the story. Or to his point, he reads the fine print, and all you read is the big print. Too many people fail to really think for themselves. And I think many people are afraid to think for themselves because we have so capitulated all of our autonomy, all of our individualism, over to the government. And so if the government decrees that we shall do X and X is best for you, we all bow down and say, oh, yes, oh, holy government, yes, we'll do whatever you tell us to do. Now, again, I'm not preaching anarchy, but what they're doing is they're silencing dissent. They're telling you that if you dare dissent, then we'll come for you. If you dare dissent, you're the troublemaker. You know, the most powerful thing that I think a person can do Well, maybe the second most powerful, because I think the most powerful thing a person can do is actually to stop, shut up, and just listen to what somebody has to say. And then question. It's to just question. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have been brought up in an era, or maybe it's just my public school upbringing where I just happen to have good teachers. Maybe I got the luck of the draw where I was taught, you need to question these things. And even the teachers would ask, you know, not do you agree with this, but do you agree or disagree with something? Oh, you disagree with what I just said? Explain to the class why. And of course, then I had either the benefit or the detriment of having gone to law school where you were taught, yes, if you have a case, you need to be able to argue both sides of that case because you need to understand what your opposition is going to be arguing so that you can counter it. And I just don't think that's even an acceptable way of thinking in this country anymore. So somebody like Bobby Kennedy steps up. And yes, he's been pretty radical and he's been pretty far out there on some of his positions. But you know what? Wouldn't you rather have someone in charge of, other than DOD, HHS is probably the largest and most influential bureaucracy inside the Beltway. It's got the National Institutes of Health. It's got the FDA. Well, FDA actually stands alone on its own. It's got the National Institutes for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, which was headed by Dr. Fauci. It gives away billions of dollars a year in grants for research. And, of course, people base their research based on the source of their grant, or do they really do objective research? I don't know. You'd have to go ask the researchers. But we just capitulate. For whatever reason, we just capitulate to the government. And we just capitulate to the media, to the cabal. Oh, well, it was on the evening news, so therefore it must be true. So Bobby Kennedy comes along as a Democrat, as a pretty standard, typical, old school liberal Democrat, and wants this country to just be healthy again. If you don't think that's a problem in our society, go look at where we rank in terms of the dollars spent on health care versus our outcomes on health care. Go look at where we rank worldwide in terms of just being a healthy nation, or where we rank in terms of obesity or heart disease or cancer or autism or anything else compared to the rest of the world. Ask yourself why it is that the French and the Italian are able to eat all that pasta and all that rich food and everything else, and yet their lifestyles, well, you would think they would all be obese, and yet they're not. There's something wrong, and Bobby Kennedy wants to fix it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining in. Don't forget, go over and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Gets GA going slower.
Visit izervay.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Philadelphia last night.
It's at 7:55. We have a lost aircraft. We're not exactly sure what happened, so we're trying to figure it out. For now, the field is going to be closed, so no inbounds or outbounds probably.
Live ATC providing that air traffic control commentary. A medical transport jet slamming into a northeast Philadelphia neighborhood, killing at least one person on the ground. And this Philadelphia dispatch came via Broadcastify.
The staging location for anybody that's been displaced, we'll send them to the giant parking lot so they can find shelter on the set of the bus.
According to the FAA, a Learjet 55 departed from Northeast Philadelphia Airport en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Missouri when it went down. Federal investigators have said they won't speculate on the cause of Wednesday's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Daryl Feller once flew for the U.S. Army there, those same helicopters like the one involved in this week's situation, and he explains how confusing it can be.
When I was flying there is you'll have an aircraft stacked up, you know, every couple miles, and so you might have picked the second aircraft versus the one that's right in front of you, and you call it, I see the aircraft, but it was the wrong one.
Around the U.S., colleges and universities are cautiously navigating the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
Schools are reassessing programs, courses, and job titles that could run afoul of President Donald Trump's recent executive orders. As they figure out how to adapt, some schools are staying quiet out of uncertainty or fear. Trump has said DEI amounts to discrimination. To get colleges to shutter diversity programs, he said during the campaign trail that he would, quote, advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
A Mexican startup tackling plastic waste by converting it to fuel. Ron Taylor says it's the brainchild of a company that calls itself PetGas. PetGas developed a machine in the port city of Boca del Rio that uses pyrolysis, a thermodynamic process that heats plastics in the absence of oxygen, breaking it down to produce gasoline, diesel, kerosene, and paraffin. Ron Taylor reporting. Federal officials have approved a new type of pain pill. Michael Hsu is a pharmacist at the Mayo Clinic.
They tried a new approach here by looking at mechanisms by which the drug works that's elsewhere in the body besides in the brain. So it really works on the peripheral nerves. Less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
Vertex Pharmaceuticals Jurnavix is designed to eliminate the risks of addiction and overdose associated with opioid medications like Vicodin and OxyContin. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Skaters, coaches, and their families who died in a tragic mid-air collision this week will be honored on an international stage later this year.
The International Skating Union will honor athletes and others killed in the mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. when the World Championships are staged in Boston in March. Skating Union President Jae Yul Kim was visibly emotional, telling media on Friday at the European Championships in Estonia. Skaters, coaches, and family members on their way back from a national skating camp in Wichita, Kansas, were among those who died when a passenger jet hit a helicopter on Wednesday. They included two teenage skaters, their mothers, and two coaches who were part of the skating club of Boston.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
The young skaters whose lives were cut short were just beginning their journeys to stardom. For many, some were already rising through the ranks of U.S. figure skating. Others were still learning the very basics on a trip with their coach. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to send me a text message, it's real easy to do. On your message app, whatever you use, the number's 33103, 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, Michael or Mike. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And then if you like what we do on The Weekend program, on your iHeart app, your computer, or however you listen to radio, you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Just search for this station, 630 KHOW. It's located in Denver, 630 KHOW. And you can listen on the weekday from 6 to 10. Or, of course, you can always subscribe to the podcast. And you'll get all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. Just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. So these confirmation hearings for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would be a striking kind of juxtaposition that might confuse a time traveler from, you know, a decade ago or more. So here are a bunch of Democrat lawmakers that took turns just excoriating a man who actually embodies most of their ideals. Some would say he doesn't anymore. I would say he predominantly still does. He truly is a liberal Democrat. And I think Republicans ought to acknowledge that. We ought to embrace that because, as I always said, no one is perfect. You may think that you're the most diehard conservative in the world. But I bet there's some issue, it may be a minute issue, but some issue which you probably are a little off the reservation from what the majority of conservatives might consider to be conservative. And the same could be true on the other side. You could be as liberal as you could possibly be, but on certain issues you might present yourself as somewhat conservative, or at least rational. You know who's a great example of that right now? Just kind of crossed my mind. Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania. And while John Fetterman has announced, you know, I'm not going to turn Republican, I'm much more Democrat, and I'd make a horrible Republican, he said to The View or somebody. But John Fetterman will once in a while come out with some bromides or some statements or some anecdotes or whatever that make you stop and go, oh, well, at least on that issue, we might agree. Which when you think about it, is an amazing thought in this highly partisan, highly divided country that a John Fetterman and a Michael Brown, or a Bobby Kennedy Jr. and a Michael Brown, could actually agree on one or two things. While if there are 100 things and we agree on one or two things, we could still disagree on the other 98. But there are too many people in the world who see everything solely in black and white. And I freely admit there are some things that I unabashedly see as a black and white issue. And so if you disagree with me on that, you can try to persuade me on that issue as much as you want to, and I will listen, and I'll take into consideration your argument, and then, of course, I'll try to demolish your argument. And you'd probably do the same with me. Bernie Sanders was absolutely nuts, grasping for all the gotchas. He was even, and I'm not saying I'm going to go through all the sound bites right now, but Bobby Kennedy had some charitable organization, an NGO or something, and they sold onesies. You know, the little one-piece set that, you know, infants will wear? Onesies. Onesies became a big issue before the United States Senate, because on the website of this organization that Bobby Kennedy is no longer a member of, he's no longer the president, he's not on the board of directors, he has no relationship with this organization anymore whatsoever, they sold onesies that said something about no vax or I'm not vaccinated or something for little babies to wear. And he and Bernie Sanders went round and round about, you know, do you approve of these onesies? Answer my question. Do you approve of the onesies? If you go back almost, well, go back to Barack Obama, maybe even Joe Biden, I don't know. Democrats might have actually championed Kennedy's nomination to lead HHS. His platform reads like a wish list for anybody that thinks we ought to reform health and reform that department itself. Cracking down on toxic food additives. Talking about and trying to deal with corporate regulatory capture. Let's not gloss over that. That's where the very industries or companies that are supposed to be regulated, actually control the regulators. And there's this revolving door where people that work for the regulators go to work for the industry or the company. And they do that for a few years, and then they get appointed to go back in to be a regulator. It's corporate regulatory capture. It's a vicious cycle, and I think it's wrong. I think it's anti-conservative. I think it's anti-liberal. I think it's just anti-American. And, of course, reducing drug prices. But most of all, he wants to take a renewed look at the causes of cancer, the causes of all of these chronic ailments that we have. Not just simply how to manage the disease. I mean, we're pretty damn good at managing disease. But why does nobody ever stop and question, why do we have so many diseases to manage? Why? And I think what I find fascinating about this, even in my own talk show world, I would guess, just off the top of my head, that after almost 18, going on 19 and 20 years in radio, and talk radio, I bet, other than during the COVID era, for those two or three years, I barely probably talked much about diseases, other than when, you know, the government came out with, you know, some stupid, you know, announcement about a disease or something. It wasn't one of those things that I regularly talked about. But now we do. And I think it's time that we did. When we spend almost, not quite, but almost $1 trillion in this country on health care, and you look around, remember how we were told that we have this epidemic of obesity? I got really tired of hearing about this epidemic of obesity, and primarily because I'm not obese. And so, honestly, I mean, just being truthful here, so I didn't really care. I didn't pay much attention to it. But now during these hearings, I've started kind of digging into it. Oh, my God, we are. And maybe you are. And maybe there's a genetic reason. Maybe there's a reason because you can't control how much you eat, or you eat the wrong things, or, I mean, who knows? And I'm not going to excoriate anybody for being obese, but don't you wonder why we have such a problem? Now, I know you can send me a bazillion texts about its high fructose corn syrup, its additives, its, you know, whatever we're eating, whether we're not, you were overeating, blah, blah, it's emotional eating. Yes, all of the above. But why, instead of just talking about managing disease, why don't we actually talk about what are we doing to work on curing disease or eliminating whatever it is that's causing the disease? You see, because that's something that Bernie Sanders, being the socialist Democrat that he is, actually has advocated in the past. Well, now Republicans are actually embracing the reformers and saying that, yes, we're looking around and realizing, because I think it's now the cost and the problem have collided. And suddenly Republicans have become aware of, oh, holy crapola. If we're ever going to reduce the size and the cost of government, healthcare ought to be one of those places we look at. And so now the battle lines that we now see on Capitol Hill have turned upside down. And so what does that mean for Bobby Kennedy Jr.? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, go over and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. You'll have a great time. Subscribe to the podcast. It's The Situation with Michael Brown that you search for in your podcast app. Once you find it, hit subscribe, and that will get you all 5 days of the weekend of the weekday program, plus the Saturday program, too. I'll be right back.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean Jewelry Television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval. Subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual groundhog sale starts Saturday, February 1st through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in bud, smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant, roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses, all fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this groundhog sale, 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Words, Michael or Mike, I read every single message. You can send them any time of day or night. I always read them all. And while you're on your computer, be sure and go follow me over on X, formerly Twitter. Follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. I promise you'll have a fun time. And you'll learn some stuff, too. You'll learn what a jerk I can be sometimes. So these confirmation hearings have really turned into the best fireworks show in town. And it shows you that the people that are trying to create the fireworks are really idiots at doing so. They're like suicide bombers that are, you know, they're sitting in their little, desert compound somewhere in Iraq or Iran, and they're building their suicide bombing vests, and they're being really careful, and then somebody sneezes or something, and boom, everything just blows up. Bye-bye, bomber. That's what these idiot senators are doing. They're true. I mean, if you really want to understand just how dumb they are, all you have to do is listen to them. We'll get to Kash Patel in just a second, because you'll hear some really, from Cory Booker, all you people listening in New Jersey, Cory Booker, really? Really? He represents you? Talk about lying. Well, we'll get to him in a minute. But I want to finish with Kennedy, because there's something about Kennedy that I think will help you understand why I'm so adamant about his position on things, and that's because Bobby Kennedy recognized that everything that was going on during COVID was, wait a minute, why are we doing this? Let's go back in ancient history for a moment. Go back to the pandemic. The Democrats were the ones that pushed for extended public school closures. And despite everybody saying, wait a minute, you're going to destroy socialization, you're going to destroy the education, you're going to destroy everything about these kids, that you're going to put them in front of a computer screen at home, and quite honestly, you're also going to make them stay at home where perhaps the living conditions are not all that great, which is another whole issue itself, but it was devastating on working class students. The Democrat Party embraced the tech companies censoring all the dissenting voices about the origins of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The Democrat Party also joined up with those tech giants to censor any dissenting voice about the efficacy of the SARS-CoV-2 so-called vaccine. And then the pharmaceutical profits just went through the roof. And then the Democrats attempted to mandate the vaccines before any judicial intervention might put the kibosh on that. So reasoned debate succumbed to accusation that if you were a skeptic, you were somehow anti-science, or worse, you were being blasphemous. You're an apostate. Trust the experts, they kept telling you. Trust the experts. What it really meant was, don't you dare question authority. Don't you dare question authority. Now, at that same time, because most people weren't paying any attention, Bobby Kennedy maintained a consistent critique of corporate influence in healthcare policy. He opposed the lockdowns. He opposed the mandates. He opposed all the official false narratives about how the vaccines prevent transmission. And he was called a heretic for doing so. And now we have Pfizer admitting that, yeah, we never tested the virus to see if it prevented transmission. I can't speak for any other state, but we were told in Colorado by our stupid, dumbass governor that, you know, we had a problem of a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and that we were selfish bastards if we didn't go get vaccinated, if we didn't maintain social distancing, if we didn't do all of these things, which turns out that social distancing was a complete farce, just a number made up out of thin air. And now we know that Pfizer never even tested to see if it could prevent transmission. And now we know that that's true. Well, we knew it was true then because we knew all the people that would get the vaccine and still get SARS-CoV-2, get COVID-19. And all we had to do, if you don't believe that, just look at the freaking president of the United States of America. Every time Joe Biden seemed to get a booster shot, he ended up with COVID. The establishment censors ended up stifling discussion of the lab leak theory, a scenario for COVID-19 origin that today seems to be most likely true, including even the CIA that says, while our confidence is not high, yes, this is a reasonable theory to look at. So while anybody can criticize and say hindsight's 20/20, the problem is the Democrats haven't forgiven Kennedy because he was being a heretic during that time. And now he's embraced Donald Trump. Uh-oh. That's the kiss of death. The decision to join Trump's team, to actually serve in his cabinet. Oh, my gosh. Same is true like with Elon Musk. The darling of the liberal establishment. Oh, my goodness, he's making electric cars. We love him. Wait a minute. What? He's on the stage with the president. He's on stage with Donald Trump. Why, Elon Musk is nut job. Why, look, he's giving a Nazi salute. I can find you 1,000 pictures of everybody else throwing their hands up in the air. It's not a Nazi salute, but it takes some sort of deranged mind to try to convince you that putting your hand on your heart and throwing your hand up in the air, that somehow that's Heil Hitler. It's absurd. It's the absurd world that we now live in. And if nothing else, what I'd like for you to do is, while it's absolutely fun, I enjoy it, because it shows the absurdity of what the United States Senate has become, what the entire Congress has become, but in particular right now, the U.S. Senate, because they're conducting the confirmation hearings. But what I love even more about all of this is, although it's been 20-plus years since I was the undersecretary, everything that I talk about how bad things are inside the Beltway, you now get to witness. You get to see it. And I get to say, I told you so. See, these are the dumbasses that I worked with. This is the dumb stuff that I had to deal with. Now, I didn't have to deal with any of it, my confirmations, because both of my Senate confirmations, boom, went right through. So stop and think about not just these idiots that are up there asking the dumb questions, but now look around you and think, wait a minute, did I vote for that guy? Did I vote for that woman? Oh, or ask your friend, did you vote for that idiot? Maybe just their idiocy will wake up some American voters, too. If you want to find one of our affiliates around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. One of the rules of engagement is that you need to go follow me over on X, which is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. Those are at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. But on X, it's at Michael Brown USA. And quite honestly, I'm most active over on X, at Michael Brown USA. So back to these confirmation hearings. Just a little more on Bobby Kennedy Jr. Then I want to move on to Cash Patel for a moment. Because even though Pam Bondi, Linda McMahon, Cash Patel, and others have yet to be confirmed, don't think that Trump is just sitting back. Because I'll explain just a minute, but there's a process that Trump is using, which is completely legitimate. In fact, I was in that position waiting on a confirmation for a while, so it's not unusual at all. But back to Bobby Kennedy. One of the great things that I respect about someone like Kennedy, and quite frankly, all of these nominees so far, have been their willingness to stare down these idiots. And you know, I'm grateful that I live in a country where I can call a United States senator who is an idiot. Have you ever thought about that? Now, I think there are a lot of idiots in the world. And it's one thing to point out, you know, the everyday schmuck over here that you happen to work with that's a coworker that you think's an idiot. But a United States senator, one of the most exclusive clubs in the world, there's only 100 members at any given time. Yeah. They are idiots. And Bernie Sanders is right at the top. Of course, to be a socialist, you kind of got to be an idiot to begin with, right? Bobby Kennedy Jr. calls out Bernie Sanders for accepting Big Pharma donations. Bernie Sanders, if you go to a website called opensecrets.org, opensecrets.org, you should put that in your bookmarks, because you can look up candidates at the federal and state level. I don't think they have any local races. They might for a local race like New York mayor or L.A. mayor or something. But opensecrets.org, founded by a friend of mine, it's been around for decades now, tracks all campaign donations. So you can look up a donor, like you could look up Pfizer or Pfizer's PAC or the CEO of Pfizer. Or you could look up a candidate or a current sitting member of Congress. You can go look up Bernie Sanders. And then you can look at every single donation he received that's a reportable amount, so over $200. And you can look up the dollars that he received by category, like by industry. And you can even look it up geographically, where did it come from? There are all sorts of metrics by which you can look at a candidate's donors. Bernie Sanders he's one of the top 10 in the U.S. Senate, all which are Democrats, that took money from Big Pharma. And I'm talking about, you know, $1 million. Bernie Sanders steps into a pile of dog poop here and doesn't know how to get out of it.
I'm going to make America healthier than other countries in the world right now.
Will you guarantee do what every other major country does? That's a simple question.
And by the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too.
Bam. I mean, you don't even have to hear the rest of this clip. But just Bobby Kennedy Jr. saying, you know, the problem, Bernie, since he called him Bobby, you know, the problem, Bernie, is corruption's just not in the executive agencies. Corruption's also right here in Congress. That took cojones.
Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting
their interests.
Oh, I thought that that would come. No. I ran for president like you. I got millions of contributions. They did not come from the executives, not one nickel of PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. They came from workers.
2020.
You know what he's referring to? He thinks he's so clever. This is why it's so important to listen and understand. He says, you know, like you, I ran for president. And I got thousands of contributions from all over the country, from all these working individuals. And I didn't get any money from the CEO of any pharmaceutical company. No, you didn't. But now I have to question, are you talking about just your presidential campaign? Because in your Senate campaigns, you took millions of dollars from pharmaceutical companies. Now, let's be real. He also, you got to parse the words. The president of Pfizer or the president of, I don't know, Bayer did not make or write out a check, as far as I know, to him. But maybe the union for the pharmaceutical company did, or maybe the pharmaceutical PAC did, or maybe employees did. You know, I would call it pressure. We get pressure right here at iHeart every year to contribute to the iHeart PAC. Now, I don't give to the iHeart PAC. And I don't give to the iHeart PAC because I don't like and agree with what the iHeart PAC does. But every year we get several emails about, you know, radio's got to be on Capitol Hill and we got to be involved and blah, 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 blah. And we got to do all this and do all of that. And so, you know, you got to write us a check. Well, if you were representing what I thought you should represent, I might do that, but I'm not. So other employees in other businesses, other industries get the same kind of emails. And so they might contribute to their PAC or they might give individually too. You know, when you give to a federal candidate, you are required, the FEC requires the candidate to try to collect. And if you don't fill it out, they'll usually come back at you and make several attempts. But you have to put down what your occupation is, who you work for. So if I were to make a contribution to Bernie Sanders, it would appear as Michael D. Brown, and my profession would be, I'd probably put down attorney or broadcaster, and the company would be iHeartMedia. And you would see that I gave, you know, $2 million to Bernie Sanders. Go look it up, see if you can find that one. But this is a glorious slap in the face, and Bernie lies about it.
Healthier than other countries in the world right now.
Will you guarantee do what every other major country does? That's a simple question.
And by the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting
their interests.
Oh, I thought that that would come. No. I ran for president like you. I got millions of contributions. They did not come from the executives, not one nickel of PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. They came from workers.
In 2020, you were the single largest.
Because I had pharmaceutical contributions
money.
From workers all over this country. Workers.
You were the
not a nickel from corporate PACs.
You were the single largest acceptor of pharmaceutical dollars.
No, from workers in the industry.
1.5 million.
Yeah, out of 200 million. All right. But you have not answered last question.
Bam. One last point before we move on. This is why I'm so adamant about there should be no limitation at all on how much money I give to a candidate. If I want to give Bernie Sanders $1 million, I ought to be able to do that. I just think that there ought to be a law that says individuals or companies, because companies and corporations are all same, made of people, anybody can give whatever amount of money they want to any candidate, any cause, any issue, ballot issue, or whatever, as long as it's fully disclosed at the time the contribution is made. And the FEC ought to require that. I mean, first of all, Congress ought to get rid of the Feingold-McCain campaign finance law and just let anybody give whatever they want to give and require disclosure. It'd be, our politics would be so much better, and you'd actually know who's giving the most. And you might decide that, oh, Michael Brown's giving $1 million to Bernie Sanders. I hate Michael Brown, so I'm certainly not going to support Bernie Sanders. Or you might see that I'm giving $1 million to somebody over here you hadn't heard of, and suddenly you're like, oh, if Michael Brown gave that guy $1 million, I maybe I'd check him out. Maybe I should send in a couple of bucks or something. Just whatever amount, full disclosure, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are you wishing for some cold, hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm glad to have you with me. If you want to send me a text message, it's easy to do on your message app. The number is 33103, 33103. Just begin the message with the word Mike or Michael, either one. I read them all. I don't respond to all of them. Occasionally, I'd say probably less than 10%. But I do read every single one, so tell me anything, ask me anything. And don't forget, follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So Kash Patel, who has done amazing work in counterintelligence. He helped write the Nunes memo, which exposed the truth about the Russian hoax, which exposed the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop, which has all been verified to be true. He did all of that investigation. He helped investigate the January 6th committee. In fact, he even testified before the January 6th committee. He's an amazing individual. And what I like about him, there's a lot of things I like about him, but in particular about being the director of the FBI, is that he once served as a defense lawyer. And there's not one FBI director in the past that has ever served as a defense lawyer, which means that he understands what it's like to be a defendant and have the government come down and try to crush you. So he will be, I think, much more objective than someone who's only ever been a prosecutor. And quite frankly, we've had several FBI directors that, while all, I think, have been lawyers, not all have been criminal lawyers or practiced criminal law. Not that I think that's a requirement. Just to give you that Kash Patel has criminal law experience on both sides of the aisle, on prosecution and defense side. But the now senior senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker, grills him, and I just want to tell you before you hear this quick soundbite, that he's grilling Kash Patel about grand jury testimony. And I want to give you a hint. Regardless of what you hear Cory Booker say or ask, the grand jury testimony that he is trying to get Kash Patel to reveal has been sealed by a federal judge. So Kash Patel has no authority to reveal what is said. Cory Booker knows that, but he lies about it.
Lie for the president of the United States. Would you lie for Donald Trump?
No.
I hear you saying no, but the best way to clarify that would be to testify, as you are allowed by law, upon what you'd said to the grand jury. Because that grand jury, as you just said to my colleague, 2 or 3 days of it, was about this specific issue. And so, as my time ends, Mr. Chairman, it would be utterly irresponsible for this committee to move forward with his nomination unless we know factually, which can be proven by looking at the documents that he's refusing to testify towards. It would be irresponsible for us to move forward if we do not know that the future head of the FBI would break the law and lie for the President of the United States. We can find that out factually if we had access to the testimony, or if he would tell us what he said to the grand jury, which by the law of the United States of America, he's allowed to, but he's refusing to do so. He is refusing the transparency that he claims to adhere to. He is refusing to be direct with the United States Senate. He is refusing to be transparent and put it all out there. Did he or did he not lie for the president? That is the question.
Now, let's jump over to another portion of this questioning and listen to Mr. Patel's response.
What was the information you provided that you received immunity for?
Senator, I would love my grand jury testimony to be released, but as you know, that grand jury testimony has been sealed by the Department of Justice, and I'm not allowed to discuss it here.
Well, I find it troubling that you do not know the law here, and let me tell you what the law is. Mm-hmm. Rule 6.
I love it when a senator, you don't know what the law is, and let me tell you what it is. Really? Okay. Let's have a battle of the lawyers.
Governs grand jury proceedings under Rule 6E, grand jurors, court reporters, and prosecutors are bound to secrecy. But witnesses are not bound by secrecy. You were a witness in the classified documents case. You are not bound by secrecy. You can tell us everything that happened in that room and everything you testified about.
I don't think that's right.
I'll ask you again, what information did you provide to the grand jury?
I don't think he's allowed to do that.
In this, we are agreement, Senator. Get my grand jury testimony. I want it made public. I asked the Department of Justice to make it public, and they refused to do so.
There is no legal bound against you telling us right now. What you testified.
I think this is absolutely wrong.
I asked for my transcript to be released.
Sir, did you or did you not commit a crime?
Senator, I did not commit a crime.
Then why won't you tell us what you testified to?
Because it occurred over the course of 3 weeks. I don't have the ability to recall everything I testified to, but I'm asking you to put my transcript down.
But I'm asking you to put my transcript in the record. So here are the facts. The facts are that it was a federal judge in Washington entered a sealed order related to Kash Patel's testimony. And the Department of Justice agreed. They granted him immunity from prosecution for his testimony. The sealing of the testimony was part of the judicial grand jury proceedings rather than a direct action by the Department of Justice. But the Department of Justice involvement in the process is clear because they agreed to grant him immunity, which is often a precursor to sealed grand jury testimony. Reports confirm that Patel testified after the Department of Justice granted him immunity and after a federal judge entered a sealed order to that effect. Therefore, while the Department of Justice was involved in the context of granting immunity, the actual sealing of the testimony was ordered by a federal judge in line with legal procedures for grand jury proceedings. He cannot testify without being subject to contempt of court about what he told the January 6th committee. And he's telling the senator, if you want that testimony, which I want that testimony released too, then you're going to have to go to a judge and you're going to have to get an order for it to be released. As he indicates, he's tried. And the judge won't grant the release of the testimony, which is not surprising to me as a lawyer, because once a judge seals testimony, there's probably a good reason for it, and they don't want that testimony out because it kind of starts an erosion of the whole concept of the secrecy of grand jury testimony. And Cory Booker knows that, and Kash Patel knows that. But he makes it clear to the senator, I would be more than willing to tell you everything that's in my... In fact, I would be more than willing to give you the transcript. You just go, as a member of Congress or this committee, go and make a request before the judge, who I assume is in the D.C. Circuit, go ask for an exemption and have my testimony released. But, of course, they won't do that. Because why? Because then they don't have the firepower of accusing him of lying about or lying for the president. Yeah. So this is all for show. It's all BS. Now you know just how bad D.C. is. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Send me a text message. The number's 33103. Just start the message with either Mike or Michael, and go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. Coming right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up.
Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval. Subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.